guys, you think Dalvin played Sunday?
Yeah, had a solid game. Had a solid game, but you know, we're just worried about Detroit right now, how we practice this week, and just getting ready for Detroit. But that game's behind us now.
What does he need to work on to get better for this Detroit game?
To get better, I think. I mean, at this point in the season, we all got a lot of stuff to get better at. I mean, obviously, got to do a better job. I got to do a better job coaching. We got to do a better job playing, whether it's against the run, defeating blocks, getting off blocks, getting to the ball carrier, transitioning the pass rush. But there's you know, this point in the season and this game we're getting prepared for, there's so much we got to work on right now. Nobody's where they want to be right now, I don't think. All the guys are there. Everybody's a factor now, period, as they're getting ready for the game. I mean, everybody's going to play a role in however we see fit in terms of deploying those guys out there on the field. But, you know, whether it's Jay, Dalvin, Rob, JPP, everybody has a role in what we're trying to figure out in terms of trying to beat the Lions this week. So. I like it when the plane goes over. It's less questions. Okay. We're on a time limit, right? Go ahead.
Needs 10 seconds. What you guys, Spags talked about wanting to give Jason and OV, you know, rotate them in and out a little bit more. It didn't seem like you were able to do that as much. What are the limitations there? Why? What's holding you back from doing that?
I can't speak for Spags. I can speak for myself. The guys, we try to put – everybody's going to play. Everybody's going to play. The number of snaps they play, that's all dependent upon the flow of the game, what's happening during the game. I can't really speak about last week or last year. That stuff, nobody cares about that. So I know for this week coming up, the guys that are going to play are going to be the guys that are going to play, and I feel comfortable with all the guys in my room playing in the game. So we'll just see how it plays out.
Are you comfortable with OB and JPP playing
I'm comfortable with getting a win. So however we feel, however they feel in terms of what we need to do to win the game each week, and that's all we worry about one week at a time, that's what we're going
to
do.
Does it ever get to a point where you get to a point in the game where you figure out we just have to kind of force, you know, some guys who haven't been playing as much into the game for a series and ultimately kind of handle it like a basketball game? Like you have to take it.
Well, I've never coached basketball, but I could talk about football in terms of just when you get in the floor game, you're just trying to get guys in for certain situations sometimes. It can also be based on, you know, a fatigue factor because, you know, again, you play a lot of snaps. You want to get guys in there. And then it's also just to get guys to get a flow of the game, you know. You don't want it to be the fourth quarter, their first time getting in the game, and they haven't really gotten the flow of the game. So it's all based on each individual game and, you know, how we're performing and how we see their role being.
Coach, obviously, he's behind JPP and OV right now. But how do you think Avery Moss is selection for the team?
Avery's been working really hard. He's working really hard in the classroom, on the field, post-practice. He's doing a lot of good things in terms of just improving himself as a student of the game, being a professional, you know, his first year here, and then also just the skill element, whether it's the pass rush, whether it's the run game. He's doing a lot of good stuff there, trying to work that. I mean, I'm real happy with his progression so far, if that answers your question.